Ramble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to Guilty Pleasures, motherfuckers!
Yeah, we're doing it. We're back, baby.
We're here.
Oh my
guys,
God.
It's so good to be back with you. Welcome to the season premiere of Guilty Pleasures. We're going to be talking about Camp Rock today, but first, we just wanted to say hey. Wanted to say welcome back.
Hey.
Thank you for missing us. We thank you for lightly and politely digitally harassing us.
Yeah, that was fun.
I got a lot of harassment. I told them people are commenting on my TikToks now.
Wow.
They have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's just like, put out the fucking episodes, you little bitch.
I feel like I have a knife to my throat.
Wow, it's so rude.
You listen to me. I love this show so much. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to come over here and I'm going to cut you.
That's my guilty horse. I love that
energy. Myself.
Yeah, there was a fiery passion.
Mm, yeah.
We love that.
Bordering on hatred. It was a love border. But, you know,
you guys aren't even watching fucking movies, are you?
We've been watching nothing but movies.
Yeah. I let my brain just totally drain out. Just a goose that I would be nice and supple for this return. Guys, this season, up ahead, here's what we're doing. We shot a bunch of eps ahead of time.
Why?
Yeah.
And we're trying to let you know ahead of time.
Thanks.
What eppies we're doing.
Yeah.
Don't come complaining in 10 weeks when we fall off that plant. But for now, we're crushing it.
Yeah.
Here's the next month. Are you ready?
Boom. Ready.
Today, watch these movies.
Camp Rock.
What? Yeah.
Next week, we are going to do Euphoria Season 2. That's right. We're going to live watch the Euphoria finale.
People.
We're going to give it to you.
Oh, boy.
Can't wait.
Week 3, we're doing Vin Diesel's Triple X.
Really?
Yeah.
Xander Cage rides, baby.
I forget Zandy. Men watch this.
And then week 4, we're hitting you with Nicolas Cage's Pig.
Beautiful film.
Incredible.
You guys, don't fucking sleep on that episode.
Don't sleep on Pig.
Do not sleep on Pig.
You can sleep on a pig, but don't sleep on Pig.
Don't sleep on a pig. That's
they're
so
soft,
weird.
Soft.
They're like nature's pillow.
Soft?
Nature's pillows.
Just nature's pillows.
Pillows with
I think
legs.
They're nature's bacon, technically.
I mean, yeah. We know that.
Bacon's a pillow. And then Dear Evan Hansen. Which Kelsey unironically loves.
You guys, I did my fucking best for us, okay? I did my fucking best. Yeah.
That is the schedule ahead. But before we get into today's episode, guys, what changed? What happened? That's right. Garrick's a fucking TV
star.
I'm on a show now. It's just weird.
Our son Garrick is a shirtless comic Hulu celebrity. Twitter is in love with him. We always knew it.
It freeforms single drunk female.
It's on. It's. Yeah, watch it on Freeform next day on Hulu.
Kelsey has a custom shirt if you're only listening along.
10:30. And then Hulu whenever you want to watch it.
And I wouldn't have ever said this if the show was bad, but since it's good, I can say this. I would genuinely have watched this even if I didn't know you.
It's great. It's really good.
It's so
and
funny.
I have friends from college who are watching it and tweeting about it.
It's crazy.
You know, we would have told you it was great no matter what, but I'm relieved that it's actually great. And Garrick is actually a absolute fucking delight.
He's just so funny.
The most adorable, funny man.
A natural.
Thanks, God.
You get to watch someone.
In love.
You get to watch a girl masturbate to his photos.
Don't remind me.
That was a whole thing.
You're also still a nerd in this show.
Yeah.
You're
why
a
would
fucking
I be
nerd.
Cool?
That's why they literally cast you as you.
Yeah. As myself. There's there's some points that like later in the season where I have to stretch a bit.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's just me.
It's pretty great. It's great.
We will have some cast members from Single Drunk Female on the show.
Oh
it's not scheduled yet, but this is me
just
asking, making it, asking Garrick in real time. And we will do an episode of Single Drunk Female at some point this season. If anything changes with the schedule, we'll let you know. But enough pussyfooting around. Without further ado, let's get in the episode. Here's Camp Rock, and I'm going to do another cold open. Enjoy. Camp Rock.
Yeah.
Camp Rock. Whoa. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures, the show that loves what it loves. This week, we're talking about the Disney Channel original movie, Camp Rock, starring Demi Lovato and the enigmatic Joseph Jonas. What the fuck is up, everybody?
Hi, Zach.
This is an exciting day because we're talking about this movie. We're talking about the Jonas Brothers. I got a lot to talk about. I got the shirt on.
Yeah, you do.
Jonas Brothers play a huge part of my childhood via my sister. We'll dive into it. We'll dive into this movie. So a real quick note before we start this episode, Demi Lovato has come out as non-binary. They go by they pronouns. The character in the movie, Mitchie, goes by she. Sometimes in the show, we'll say actor's name in reference to the character. So if we mix up the pronouns, know that we are trying our best. We may say Demi Lovato, she, but we mean she, the character, Mitchie. You feel me? Where do we want to start? What do we want to talk about?
The plot. Let's get into
Wait, you got to give a synopsis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The synopsis.
Okay.
I mean, so obviously, Garrick, your first time. Kelsey, did this movie play a role in your childhood?
I had never seen this movie before.
Wow.
I had just missed. I was just too old to be of the Camp Rock Miley Cyrus.
It was like 2008. 2007, 2008.
I was graduating high school doing a lot of drugs by the time this movie came out.
Okay.
So which, in fairness, you could have been doing drugs.
I was.
For most of the DCOM movies.
Fair enough. But I had just grown out of it.
Yeah.
But as a musical theater Troop 6529 nerd, this movie touched me in all the right fucking places. What about you? You clearly, something's going on over there.
Well, I mean, I will dive into the Jonas Brothers and their history later on, but my sister is the biggest Jonas Brothers fan on the planet.
She ever met him?
Okay, let me just fucking start here then. Stephanie Kornfeld.
Hi, Steph.
Is the Jonas Brothers stan. I don't know if you guys recall, when the Jonas Brothers were on the cover of Rolling Stone, it was a big deal. It was their first, fans at home, you know, it was the one where they like had wet shirts and like kind of like pulling each other's collars. It's very sexy. In that magazine.
Well, ancestral, but I like
it's
it.
It's ancestral, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's hot.
All right.
It's like fucking Christian ancestral too, which is extra naughty.
Even doubly.
I thought ancestral was always Christian.
That magazine, the Rolling Stone, the centerfold, I believe, it is a full page of Jonas Brothers songs as broken down by a Jonas Brothers fan. It is all my sister.
What?
Oh my God.
She is. So Stephanie has met the Jonas Brothers so many times, meet and greets, whatever.
What?
She was once in a box at a concert.
Ooh,
she's there. Rich. Nick is there. And Nick keeps kind of like looking over at my sister. And so finally, Nick Jonas goes up to my sister, Steffi Kornfeld, and says, Where do I know you from?
You're kidding.
And she goes, everywhere.
No!
Yes!
She said everywhere?
Steph is awesome. She should be on the podcast.
Yeah, why didn't we bring her for this episode?
She's in New York.
She's always in LA, though.
I know. We should have waited, but
Shut up. Steph, you're here in spirit.
But because of Stephanie, I've developed a love for the Joe Bros. It was like something that I hated. Buckley is snoring.
I was hoping you couldn't hear it.
Everyone can hear it. Yeah, get the mic up on Buckles. This dog is just begging to die.
No, he's a baby.
Can't breathe.
He's a baby.
So yeah, I had like a love-hate relationship where first, like, obviously I hated the Jonas Brothers because I'm like, they're being played so much. I'm in high school. I like Arcade Fire.
Wow.
And then over time, it just like, it became nostalgia for me where I hear the music and like, music fills my soul. I love it, and it's part, like, I think of my sister, I think of it, and so, yeah, I've seen the Jonas Brothers in concerts several times. They are charming, they're charismatic.
So,
go off, Garrick.
This whole era is very much not for me.
No, I'm on Garrick's side this
very
time.
Much hate most of what you just said.
Wow, not surprising.
The song Burning Up.
Yes! Wait, which one's Burning Up?
Fucking fire.
Let's go.
What's Burning Up? Which
Let's
one?
Go!
I'm going to be honest. I could not name a single Jonas Brothers song.
Slipping into the lava. Burning up.
I don't know.
I think you know it.
I don't know this song. I know Demi Lovato songs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Secret. Love that one.
That one sounds like a black woman in church. They can really sing.
I don't care what anyone says. Demi has the best natural pipes for a white person. My course teacher said my voice sounded like I had a hair dryer over it.
Oh, wow. No, anyway. Demi's voice, we forget how good they are. And
live especially.
What a fucking singer.
Especially for so young. I mean, and so a little historical context here. Uh-huh. This is Demi's debut.
Oh.
They were in a...
Sunny with a Chance.
Sunny with a Chance. Right, Rainy, get on the mic if you're going to speak. Okay. So, but this was Demi's breakout. Right.
Really?
And then...
But they didn't even look like... the Demi that we are familiar with at this point.
No.
Because they have the bangs over their face.
And that just goes to show, y'all, bangs can really fucking change a person.
Yeah.
The same way. Bangs could really ruin your face.
Yeah.
That was the moral of the story. Don't do bangs.
Unless.
You're Christina Ricci.
You're Christina fucking. Oh no, even her.
Or Zoe Deschanel.
Zoe Deschanel.
Only those two people.
By the way, shout out to Christina Ricci. Yellow Jackets. You fucking crushed that
shit. You watch it yet?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, dude, so good. Get on it. It's fucking scary.
No,
it's
great. If I watched it.
Garrick Bernard Jr.
Jr.
But also the Jonas Brothers, historical context here, they had been signed to Disney. So this was like Disney was pumping them.
Oh, wait.
So they were pushing them.
The Jonas Brothers weren't. Like famous yet?
No, they were, but they were
famous.
They were cresting. They were burning up, so to speak. And their music videos were played on Disney Channel all the time. And so this little script came along and they said, oh shit, what if we turn it into a Jonas Brothers vehicle? And
It worked. Okay.
Oh boy, did it work.
Good to know.
Camp Rock synopsis. Let's do this.
Wow.
Camp Rock stars Demi Lovato as Mitchie, a young wannabe singer, rock star extraordinaire. Mitchie says, Ma, I want to go to the camp. Camp Rock.
Duh.
A camp where all the most talented musical children go to learn how to play music. But uh-oh, Mitchie is poor.
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, so the only way that Mitchie can go to
camp... I'm not laughing at her being poor. I'm just laughing at the non sequitur of you coming back with that.
Oh, she's poor.
So the only way Mitchie can go to Camp Rock is to work in the kitchen. How embarrassing.
With her mom.
How embarrassing.
At Camp
Rock. Meanwhile, Joe Jonas plays somebody, and he's in a band with his bros, but he forgets how to be passionate about music, so he gets sent back to Camp Rock to become a counselor, and then Mitchie's singing.
No, he gets sent back because he's the bad boy of media.
Is that what happened?
Yes, yeah, and they're playing the Jonas Brothers, aren't they?
They're playing like Connect 3 or something.
Yeah.
It's not their actual band.
Oh, I thought they were playing themselves. But he was too bad. He was bad boy. And so his tour got canceled, and they said, you got to go do community service as a judge and like mentor at Camp Rock. I paid attention.
Hell yeah. Then it sort of turns into Cinderella, where he hears this beautiful, mysterious person singing, and he's like, who is that? And whoever wins the competition is going to get to record a song with Joe Jonas.
Wow.
What's going to happen? Are they going to fall in love? Is everyone going to find out that Mitchie's poor? This is Camp Rock. Where do you want to dive in? Pleasures.
Okay. This does camp the best way. All I kept thinking was, this must be Gen Z's Parent Trap, right? Remember watching Parent Trap and being like, fuck yeah, pranks, mess hall, lake shenanigans.
Food fights.
I mean, very poor.
Falling in love with Joe Jonas.
Not poor like Demi Lovato's character, but like poorly done. But they threw dry spaghetti on each other. That doesn't count as a food fight. But
this is going to be the episode where I get canceled for laughing about a poor person.
Not a single sauce on a noodle.
No.
It's just straight up spaghetti.
And they were throwing it at each other's shoulders. You could tell the wardrobe people were like, not in the hair, not in the face. But they nailed what it feels like to be that age, going to camp, developing crushes. I wrote down all the different camps I went to. I went to Magic Camp, Star Camp. All
right, let's put a big old... I'm sorry, you went to Magic Camp?
You went to Magic Camp? I didn't even hear that because it's so ridiculous.
I went to Magic Camp multiple years in a row.
Multiple years? show me a trick.
My closer. I was the closer because I was such a fucking ham. I was a single, of course not a you single were. Child.
I was a single mother.
I was a single.
What if the single mother of being the youngest child with parents that don't pay attention to you is that's what I was.
Uh-oh. Kelsey was poor.
I was not poor. My parents sent me to camp. We were fine.
That's true.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My final trick was that I had this jug of water that was from, who's the guy that holds his breath?
The only magic guy. David Copperfield.
No, the old one. Come on. Houdini? The oldest magician. Houdini! I had a jug of water from Houdini's bathtub the night he accidentally killed himself or something. I had this big story, and I told this big story, and I showed everyone the cup, and then I showed everybody the water, and I asked people to say, hey, is there anything funny about this? And they said, no. And so then I poured it in there, and I did my bibbidi-bobbidi-boobs, and then I went to throw the water, and it was gone.
That's pretty dope.
It was.
I cannot believe that you know magic and you've held out on us this entire time.
I was obsessed with magic.
Where'd that water go?
Do you want me to really reveal my secret? I can't. That's the number one rule of magic camp. You can't reveal your secrets.
God damn it.
Anyway, so I went to magic camp. I went to star camp. I went to Bible camp. I went to soccer camp. I went to paintball camp. And then I stopped writing and said, like, I don't think my parents ever wanted me at home. I never did go to camp. And Camp Rock nailed camp.
I can't believe they didn't make a real Camp Rock. That is like Disney
How
missed out on
miss
billions of dollars. Yeah.
They have a Disney cruise. And they don't have a Disney camp or a Disney camp.
A Camp Rock?
Someone had to have.
What were you asking?
Did you ever go to camp?
Oh, yeah.
What kind?
Yeah. Jesus camp.
Jesus camp?
Yeah.
Can you say all the books of the Bible too?
No.
Please don't.
I can, but no.
Oh, okay.
I went to film camp.
Wow.
There's a film camp?
Yeah.
There's a film
That's
camp?
Cool.
Yeah.
Damn,
man. I mean, it's just New York Film Academy, but for kids.
Yeah.
Okay. There is. Oh, I went to New York Film Academy as college. There is a Camp Rock, but it's literally of the Boulder type.
Well, actually, wait.
I'm sorry. Somebody made an attraction, a whole camp around a geode and not the music.
I think this has been around for quite some time.
So listen to this shit, though.
That's why they can't make it.
There you go. Because it's already a camp.
Because it's already a camp. And they're just like, no, this is too dumb of an idea. Let's just wait them out. They're going to close.
There's performing arts camps. I definitely did that shit.
So I went to a sleepaway camp. I went to a performing arts camp.
Yes.
We had the rock shop.
Oh!
There was this little tucked away area so that like you could like jam on guitar and bang the drums. And we learned how to play very poorly. The first song I learned how to play on guitar was the Hanukkah song.
Cool.
The second song I learned was Wild Thing.
Oh.
Same chords.
In yeah. your giant JNCO jeans, I can see this so yeah. clearly.
It was fun.
Yeah. Performing arts camp was a big deal because they literally would always have that performance at the end of camp that was like, who was going to get the lead? Who was going to get the solo?
Mm.
This was perfect, picturesque, the same way that like the most popular hot blonde girl with the rich mom was supposed to get the place. And woe and behold, Cinderella story, just like you mentioned.
I did say, so when they introduced this camp, the first thing I wrote down was, and you thought theater kids were insufferable.
The camp rock kids are even worse. Are
it's pretty specific. Awful.
They are like, bang, like they have drumsticks like banging on the school bus. Okay. The whole world is music.
Yeah. I really don't want to just start off because I have no pleasures. I'm gonna say that.
What did Miles specifically say?
I know,
Rick Garrick.
I know, and I
reframe it.
Okay,
Miles isn't here, so he gave us explicit instructions.
I won't be speaking as much during this.
No, that
segment.
Wasn't what he said.
No, we want to hear from you.
Okay.
Just
I
love
like
it.
That Allison Stoner danced her ass off.
Wait, but look, talk about what you were going to say about this moment.
Yeah, so talking about the insufferable or blah, 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 everybody's banging on stuff. Every time a black child is on screen, he's fucking dancing.
He's beatboxing.
He's fucking beatboxing or doing some rap. And I'm like, can he have anything else?
No, he's a rapper
other than the
or
fact
a beatboxer.
That, yeah,
that's all black boys can be.
That's all they can be.
Yeah, that clocked that pretty quick.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And I was so mad.
It was a lot of white people at camp.
Well, if we're going to just, we're here. We didn't mean to start here, but
no,
we're here.
We're here.
So I need to say there is some seriously insane coded racism in this movie.
Oh my God.
It is out of fucking control. First of all, this is the era in which it was cute in giant fucking air quotes for old white woman to say holler with the hardest R and
holler.
It just is a nightmare. Okay, there was another moment where the teacher's like, look, I get it, you're all about the bling, and there's always like they're always kind of throwing
and then
off
the next shot is
yeah,
of the
black
kid.
Black kids sitting in the front row and they're like bling, we love bling.
Yeah,
but in this movie, black culture is always either a constant punchline or that's really it. It's a punchline or looked down upon.
Yeah.
There's the hip hop dance at two, hip hop class. It's just some weird moments.
Yeah.
It was noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was noticeable.
It was very loud.
It was very apparent.
Not to mention the classism.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
Mitch's. That's, and, that is truly one of my least favorite tropes, and that's why I just really couldn't do the movie.
Which is what you loved about how bad the classism was, right?
Yeah, I loved how bad the classism was because it's just it's a different take on classism.
Yeah.
Usually we just look at it as like a critique, and then this they're like, let's celebrate it.
Yeah,
let's put it on display.
Yes.
It really
Demi Lovato, you miss it. You're adding like the big plot point was that she felt the need to lie about her real life to fit in with the rich kids,
the popular girls.
So she lies and says her mom is the VP of a record label in China, which is why she can't talk about it much because she's so far away. And her mom, meanwhile, is working catering the entire camp, which had to have been making her good money for the summer.
Yeah. Also, at one point, they make fun of her for her dad owning a hardware store. Like, he's the owner.
He's the owner.
A place.
Entrepreneur.
He's an entrepreneur.
What did the rich girl's parents do?
Her mom was an exec at the record label.
Right. And how do we know that she wasn't lying?
Because
so
her mom shows up.
You see her
she
at the end.
Yeah.
I'm jumping all the way to the end, but holy shit. The villain of this movie, I don't remember her name. She's blonde.
Yeah,
she's probably Madison.
Kate. Yeah.
Madison, fucking tragic. Okay.
Traumatized.
At the end of, there's the big talent show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her mom shows up and she's like dancing for her mom and so happy. And then her mom gets a call and gets up and leaves.
Yes.
And this girl, first of all, you see what makes her a villain.
Yes.
She comes from a broken household
Yes.
where all she wants to do is make her mama proud.
Correct.
She stops performing.
Uh-huh.
everyone stares at her. Uh-huh. The music stops. Uh-huh. And then she runs off stage and sobs. And the camera slowly pushes in on her sobbing in fetal position. Cut. We don't see her again. Her plot line is over.
Until the end, and then she says, great job.
Yeah, to the girl who, spoiler alert, actually wins. Who was a black girl?
All is well that ends well.
No.
Yeah, it's like the little crumb that they gave the
They're
people
like, see, we're not racist.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you, Disney.
The muted black girl who wasn't allowed to have a story the entire time.
No.
Breaks through at the end, defies all odds, and is actually talented. Can you believe?
It is an insane... I mean, we're just jumping to the end now, and we've skipped the Jones Brothers. We'll get back to all of it.
We'll definitely get back to the Jones Brothers.
But so this girl who is the sidekick of the villain steps out of her shadow, sings at the end, has a slow motion montage remembering all of the times in the movie that she was in the background getting disrespected and wins.
Yes.
She has a better arc than anyone else in the movie.
And that literally all happens at the end of the movie.
They in, give a, her in a split seconds.
Second. Yeah. Because, like, that's a movie. That's a movie. The mom, you know, walking out and blah, 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 and creating a villain. And then just that slow zoom is a movie. Because, like, imagine if she's in the fetal position. And then she just gets up and stops crying. And then walks off screen.
And you're just like,
what the fuck happened to that kid?
I can tell you, she's sitting right here. That was fucking me.
She went to magic camp for the next 4 years.
To magic camp.
I was the girl who would like,
I put
look
myself
out.
Through magic camp.
And like look in the seat that was empty and be like, I wish my mom would just come to one of my shows. And she never did. She was busy working. But you know what? I'm who I am because I had a fucking strong working mother. And I think that girl probably turned out just fine.
You probably did.
Probably an entrepreneur. Owns her own makeup brand or some shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right before, you mentioned Allison Stoner.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Jared, my boyfriend, produced a song for her. Ah, she's a singer.
Fun fact, I think she's the secret MVP
of this movie.
Everything.
Of our childhood.
Yeah. She is truly the only good actor in the movie.
Yeah. Please she had that cheaper by the dozen But. Acting gig on her.
She was in Step Up.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was all over the place.
She was
in the Missy Elliott video.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's such a good dancer.
She was like arguably the most talented person on the set and probably treated much better because she was a star by then.
Kevin Jonas resents that.
Yeah. Who?
Kevin Jonas resents that.
Oh. I don't know anything about the Jonas Brothers. Couldn't tell you.
Okay, we'll get to
it. I know, I'm sorry. I literally wrote, okay, I'm not a Jonas Brothers stan. I did not come up in their era. But what did they do to the eldest brother for him to deserve that?
My favorite Allison Stoner moment in the movie is there's this mini talent show in the beginning, and she does this techno song.
DJ beat.
It's like, but it's just everyone's bopping their head not to the beat.
Yeah.
It's
And everybody's like, oh, this is so good.
How about when she goes to Demi Lovato the first time they meet? She goes, I'm a producer, see? And plays a second of the song. It goes, and she's like, yeah, that was great.
When she's doing her
What the fuck was that?
When she's doing her DJ set, Mitchie just goes, she's really good.
Yeah. My favorite thing is when Demi Lovato's character sits down to play a song on the piano, and it's just like, listen to this serene, beautiful music, and it was just ass. it was not beautiful at all.
The first time she sings?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. No.
Derek.
You're talking about Gotta Find You?
You're the reason that I'm singing.
Oh, I know that one.
Or is that the one? That's the one Joe sang. I don't really remember.
The thing I have to imagine that came from this movie is these songs must have been the most sung songs of all singity songs for talent shows, auditions, school plays, like the karaoke. Those songs must have been huge, right?
I don't think that this movie ever had the cultural cachet of, say, a High School Musical.
Good word.
Thank you. But I am here to say that this soundtrack is filled to the brim with certified bops.
Are there?
Okay. Fucking Play My Music. You get a Jonas Brothers concert in the middle of this music fills my soul. I get feeling every day,
church camp.
Every night. Is that one thing I'm
They are a church rock
camp,
band.
Yeah.
You get fucking This Is Me. You get who fucking We Rock. That's really it.
There's very generic titles, eh?
Yeah. I mean, here's really the sell for this is that if you want to watch a movie with all of the songs that were rejected from High School Musical, with the dancers that look like they're moving in cement, it's just, this is the movie for you.
Yeah. I really liked the overall message, you know? Demi Lovato does get caught in her lie. She does eventually have to say that, yes, my mother is a lowly cook in the kitchen. She's a fucking entrepreneur caterer.
She's also bad as hell.
She's hot as shit.
You can't. You like
that Marissa mom? Tomei or some shit? No. She looks just like her.
It's the mom from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Sure, whatever. Good for Selena Gomez. Love that show. Never watch it. But she has to eventually come out and say, I'm poor.
Yeah.
And this is who I am.
But are you?
No.
You're just middle class.
Yeah. She's got to come out and say, I'm middle class. That's very hard for a teen girl to do after she's been lying.
Sure.
And, you know, she loses the friend. She loses the guy. And then she has to win it all back with a song.
I love to. The moments that are dramatic in this movie are so dramatic.
Yeah.
The scene that you're referring to where she reveals that she was lying. Yeah. It's like played at like a nice simmer, like a 4.
Yeah.
And then Joe turns around and they bring it to, you were lying to me.
Yeah. Yes. It just came out of nowhere.
All could have been just like, oh, why'd you lie about that? That was weird. But he really.
No. Yeah.
Joe wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
And they were running that scene, and he goes, no, no, Demi, this is our moment.
Did you believe their love story or what?
No, because they just kind of held hands.
Okay, excuse me, you are never a teenage girl. If a boy, excuse me.
Okay,
if a
man
wrote a song and sang it to me on a guitar sitting next to a fucking lake at summer camp, I'm taking my panties off. I'm dropping out of high school. I'm raising his children.
Okay, so
I'm throwing flour on my face.
Yes.
Here's why both things that I'm about to reference do not work.
Okay.
Camp Rock, the kids are the exact same age as the characters in Euphoria. So you using that example doesn't fucking work because we're literally watching children fuck each other.
I said I'm taking off my panties, I'm dropping out of school, and I'm raising
his
children.
I'm saying
that's exactly
all they did,
what would happen in Euphoria.
All I did was hold hands the whole time. I was just like, what is this relationship?
That's a big fucking deal when you are in
Is it?
School.
Because Euphoria has would like a word with you.
Euphoria is high school.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
What is this?
Middle school.
No, it's high school.
A bitch, it is fucking middle school.
A bitch. I'm not sure.
If you're in high school, you're not going to camp anymore.
That's a great point.
Yeah. You're in middle school. Arguably, there were like little kids there. It was like K through 8th.
I don't know. Now you've totally thrown me for a loop.
You literally weren't allowed to go to YMCA camp once you had a driver's license.
That moment, though, I found it so deeply uncomfortable. Joe is just sitting like inches from Demi.
Yeah, that was a long scene.
Playing a full song. Yeah. Someone does that to you. That's creepy. And let's talk about it. He's a counselor.
He's not a counselor.
There
He's
is a counselor. Power imbalance.
He was a
Let's
mentor.
Talk about it.
Okay, he was a mentor, but as a girl who went to camp a lot, you always crushed on that one counselor who maybe was a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to like really talk to them, right?
No.
Here's what I'm going to say. Tired, Camp Rock is a love story. Wired, Camp Rock is a heartbreaking portrait of power imbalance in young relationships.
Yep.
Let's talk about it.
But he's not a counselor.
Yes, he is. He teaches a hip-hop class.
He's a
mentor. He teaches a hip-hop class.
He teaches a hip-hop dancing class.
You don't remember that part where they're dancing around in the
I tried to erase it from my memory.
I see. We just watched it.
Yeah. But no, not the movie. I'm talking about that scene.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Because it was just, it's so much.
There are several movies within this movie. And I would say that the Jonas Brother plot is its own. It's time to talk about the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
as people,
have we not been?
As performers, we really, no, okay. Not enough.
Okay.
Never enough.
Okay, got it.
This is a Joe Jonas vehicle.
Okay.
With Nick and Kevin as kind of fun cameos. They pop in and out. And Joe,
look at Nick now.
Look at Nick now.
Look at Nick now. Well, here's the thing. Here's the backstory. Joe is a performer. He always wanted to be a comedian. He always wanted to act. So I'm sure that they were like, Joe, we got you a movie. This is your time. The other two were like, I'm not really sure. I think they all crush it. They're incredible.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. Joe, awesome. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, he crushed it.
Nick and Kevin, with their limited screen time.
Which one's the older one?
Kevin.
He was bad.
He's bad.
He played like dumb.
I'm not dumb. I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm not dumb and okay. I'm not done.
Okay.
Nick and Kevin, with their limited screen time. See, I had to do the whole thing again. Okay. Nick and Kevin, with their limited screen time. Greatest comedy duo since Tyrese and Luda.
No.
They are so funny.
No.
Did you not laugh?
Tyrese, I thought they were hilarious. Professional comedians in the room.
They were so funny. I'm a professional comedian.
Hard stuff after professional.
I'm
a professional.
This is my job, and some people laugh.
Okay, but excuse me. Kevin,
is
the older one,
terrible.
Was not good. He was wearing a shawl at one point.
Their fashion was questionable.
That had nothing to do with his comedy, but it just hurt extra.
He played a dummy. And you know what?
He played somebody that didn't want to be there.
Yes.
Oh, I disagree.
He didn't feel special, so they were like, we're going to make you the funniest one because you're going to be dumb.
So poor guy. Let's talk about this, okay?
Okay, I don't know.
He's the oldest brother.
Yeah.
And he's definitely the least attractive. You know that's true. We all know it's true. Guys, even Kevin Stans knows it's true. And he's also the least talented.
I don't know that true at all.
Okay, here's the deal.
I don't know anything about them.
Nick is the youngest, and he's the most talented.
Well,
he fucking kills.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Jealous?
Oh.
Jesus.
It's fucking so Christ. Is that it? Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. So here's the show now.
Joe got Sophie Turner.
Turner, yeah.
Yeah, he wins.
Oh, I think Joe's hotter.
I
love
hotter.
Joe. He's charismatic.
Priyanka Chopra?
No, I think, and I think he's funny.
You think Sophie Turner?
You know that little,
Priyanka,
you know she's
Nick
a freak.
Priyanka?
Sophie Turner, Chobra, I mean. No, you know.
Look, they
Sophie
both
Turner
win. They're both doing great.
They're both doing great.
Yeah,
we're not going to
pit women against you. Yeah. I wasn't.
Here's, guys, when you go to see a Jonas Brothers concert now, they take turns. Nick sings, Joe sings, and Kevin has an acoustic guitar that's not plugged in. He plays. He doesn't. He's just. He's a prop.
Oh.
So he's happy to be here. But I'm going to tell you what.
Huh.
In the year 2008 of our Lord and Savior.
who?
He was great. He was so. I didn't really think.
So this is pity.
Yeah.
This is a pity love.
You pity party.
I first of all, justice for Kevin. Who said all those mean things about him just now? It wasn't me.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
You.
How dare you?
You looked into the camera and said, even the stands know he's the worst.
I would never.
Why did I take back Miles?
I think they were really funny. I think Nick was hilarious. And guess what? He went on to be in Jumanji. He's good.
Oh, Nick. Yeah, Nick was funny in Jumanji.
I think they were both funny in this.
Joe Jonas just showed up on TikTok.
How about that?
And Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Comedy.
He's funny.
I was on his Instagram once.
What? Oh, that's right. You were in the background.
He took a picture and I was in the background.
On the other side of the street.
On the other side of the street. Someone taking a picture with me.
Yeah. Fucking which is also very cool.
Instagram and
stuff. Basically as famous as him.
I was there because Maggie was very excited and we were secretly taking photos of him. So it was,
Maggie love the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
How did I miss this?
You were,
how old is she?
She's 2 years younger than us, so.
Okay, yeah.
Just right there.
How old are you?
30.
Fuck.
90?
91.
I'm 90.
90, 91.
All right. When's your birthday?
July 26, 1991.
Wait, so you're 31?
Yeah.
You're oldest. Ha ha ha. Ha, I'm not the oldest.
Ha, ha,
I'm
ha,
middle.
Ha, 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 ha. There was also a delicious irony that Joe was only, he was mad that he was only able to play the music that the label wanted.
Mm,
he was
classic.
Signed. He was signed to Disney.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I only had one con. And this is what it says. Them in a canoe with life jackets on is just lame as fuck. I know they're important. I was literally on a fatal catamaran crash because there wasn't enough life jackets. But they aren't good for horny teens.
No.
Life jackets don't look cool ever.
They're not hot.
No, they were not hot.
Safety is not fuckable.
No, especially when they were as close Xander to the Cage shore taught as they us were. That. They were, don't you bring up Triple X right now.
I did write that this was more of a chore to watch than Cats.
Yes.
What did you just say? I literally kept falling asleep and then Sequoia would slap me awake.
She's like, this is your job.
This is, you gotta stay up. And I'm like, all right, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Didn't she also make you watch Clueless?
No, I watched Clueless.
Clueless is
my sister made me watch Clueless.
Oh. Clueless is a perfect movie.
Wait, so what she put on her Instagram was you watching Camp Rock.
Yeah.
Because Sequoia's a young, beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Shit. No, I just feel old, that's all. I miss this whole era of everything.
There are some good songs, but like...
I did have Spice Girls. What am I so ungrateful about?
The movie is basically just an excuse to get to a little mini Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah, at the end.
And I think that I haven't seen Camp Rock 2, but it feels like they...
There's more?
Yeah.
There
oh, shit.
And I think that they figured out, like, this was kind of retrofitted. Like,
yeah.
The Jonas Brothers were jammed in there, and it's like, oh, let's make this Jonas Brothers vehicle. But it wasn't, right? Like, it was this story about Mitchie, and then it had all this other shit, and then, like, there was another parallel movie.
Yeah.
And now
Demi Lovato is more famous than all three
all
of them.
All of them.
Arguably, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
100%.
Are they a good actor?
Oh, are you asking, is Demi good in this movie?
Demi's good.
Yeah. When you put him up next to Alison Stoner, I don't know.
Well, Alison Stoner is very much the actress of the
group.
Cast.
Yeah.
She is definitely killing every scene that she's in. She steals the scene. Yeah. She's definitely like the draw whenever she's talking. But like, you're also watching children.
Yes,
you know?
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah, you're watching
very solid
kids
critique.
Act.
Thank you for correcting
like,
me.
This is, they're a little awkward and a little off and all that stuff. So all of that was very believable.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Alison Stoner. I'm just like... You're 35. You've been doing this for a little bit too long. Or this you're on your second life or something like that.
That was like her probably 20th Disney set. She was probably like, hey, Joe, you know my good side. All right, let's do this, guys. This
yeah. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I'm Allison.
The line that she had to sell, there's this one part where she gets Demi like falls.
Trips,
she fumbles.
Throws a plate of potato chips and water
over her head and they get into a fight and her
she's soaking wet.
Mom comes in and goes, what's going on here? And Alison Stoner goes, she got drowned in her lies and walks.
Serves, baby.
Oh my God. So good.
An adult wrote that line and then forced a child to say it.
Right.
Back, you never said any witty shit like that? Ironic.
Back to the mom of it all.
Oh, you want to talk about mama?
Yeah, she's bad.
A baddie.
Anyway, so the scene where the mom is kind of like behind her and she's meeting all of her friends.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, nice to meet you. You guys are kind of assholes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Demi's character is standing in front of her mom. At that moment, do you guys not look and be like, you guys look exactly alike? Is this your mom? Is your mom the cook? Is she the chef?
Oh.
You guys look a little bit too similar.
I see what you're saying.
Right.
I was not paying attention.
Oh, you weren't?
I don't think I was paying that close
attention. It was uncanny.
They look alike?
They look alike. That's a testament to the casting. But also, even if we're staying in the world of like actors don't exist, blah, blah, blah. This is my biological mother. I look like them. Why do you not bring it up?
I see.
Are you
know?
Because that is just making all of your characters dumb.
That brings up a good point, and we didn't get to this part, but it's a really big part that makes me wonder if it had if the reveal had happened yet. But mean little blonde girl gets what's her name? Munchie? What's her name?
I'm calling her Madison.
Mitchie?
No, Mitchie.
Oh, Mitchie. Munchie.
Munchie and Alison Stoner kicked out of the final performance.
Yeah.
By planting her bar mitzvah necklace or some
like
shit.
It was like a Chanel veil.
Yeah.
Do not assume that the villain is Jewish.
Like Cartier
bracelet. Says it like something. I got that from something. Yeah. And plants it on Demi's character and is like, they stole this and Danny's character's like, no, we didn't. And they're like, then what's that in your pocket or your bag? And then mom is standing right there. And is it because she hadn't been revealed as the mom? Why didn't the mom stand up for her daughter? I would have been like, the fuck not? My daughter didn't steal that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then she gets in trouble and they say, you can't perform until the show is over.
And then
it's like a loophole where she's allowed to be the last one to perform. He's like, I was hoping you would figure that out. It's like, why do you even punish her?
How did she get to perform?
Because the show was over.
Technically.
Oh! Yeah. That's why they kept reiterating, till it's over. That was smart.
One, two. Who's got what it takes to be my guy? What it takes to be in my time? But you didn't think that song was a bop?
No.
Zach, none of these songs.
The Disney execs, off the fucking raging success of High School Musical, said, guys, what if we can do less?
That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. What it if feels we like can... an unofficial spiritual successor to High School Musical.
But lazier in every imaginable way. And there's something beautiful about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. There's something beautiful about cash grabs. Yes.
Was not Camp Rock so bigger than musical
not
theater
a
high school?
Chance. High School Musical crushed this.
Really?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I've
really?
Heard about Camp Biggest Rock as thing. Much as I've heard about High School Musical.
I've heard about High School Musical to the point where I didn't even know it was a Disney movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was just like a film that came out.
And here's why I think the cultural cachet of Camp Rock. Cachet second fucking time in an episode.
Yeah, lost its sparkle.
Yeah, it's really, the luster's gone.
Yeah.
Is we got to thank it for the memes.
But you brought it back with luster.
Yeah, the Camp Rock.
We got to thank it for the memes.
What memes?
The Camp Rock, where they're like, the Camp Rock.
Which was not in this movie, and I was devastated.
Yeah, what?
It's in the second one, isn't
it? I guess.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It's what I opened this thing with. There's this a devastatingly uncomfortable scene of them kind of stepping.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Or white stepping.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, this? Very no. Nice. Why are they doing that?
Yeah. Why are they doing it? Salutes.
Mitchie leading a procession as they like come around the corner of a bush.
There is a second one.
But people have then remixed that scene into like horror films, into a million things. It's so wonderful. Funny. The shot of Mitchie, okay, so Joe comes in, and for whatever reason, Mitchie says, I can't let Joe, who I haven't met yet, realize that I'm in the kitchen, and she throws powder on her face. Yep. And that image...
It was a good disguise.
Apparently it worked, but that image just haunts my Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, does it? Why is that?
It's everywhere. I see it all the time. And so for that, I salute you. I say thank you, Camp Rock. Joe Jonas is a great actor. Nick and Kevin are a comedy dynamo.
No, we cut you off there. We stopped.
There wasn't enough of them.
There was enough.
That was, I would say, my sister's biggest critique is she was, you know, thirsty.
She's
for
ready
Nick.
For the Joe Jonas.
You know what?
No, she's not a Joe girl. She's a Nick girl.
I'm sorry. She was ready for the Jonas Brothers movie.
Yes.
And it just wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. Every time he's on scene, he's fucking home runs. He's nothing but home runs. Nick is killing it. And they reward him with just measly minutes. You know, it's like how Hannibal Lecter only has like 12 or 18 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, really?
But he got not, and that's like what I feel like Nick is doing.
My biggest critique was what? I like when Garrett gets mad at Zach because it's always me. So there's a nice change of pace.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
My biggest critique is for how poor Demi Lovato is and how poor apparently like how middle class this camp is. The fucking stage at the end was no camp stage, my friend.
No camp.
As a son of a man who literally does like musical concerts for a living, can you attest that was like a $500,000 stage at least?
It is certainly nothing that a camp's affording.
No!
Maybe that's why the camp was so expensive.
Oh, for the stage.
Oh, it's just for that one. Well, the camp itself, like the grounds did look very nice.
You know what I'm remembering?
You look like a camp.
The villain, Mitchie. No, not Mitchie. Madison. Blonde girl. She had like 12 backup dancers. She had mirror panels that were like floating around. What I also love is that this movie implies that give or take 10 people go to learn how to be rockers and the rest go to backup dancer school.
Also, did you notice her backup dancers were like 35?
No.
Oh, man. Go back and watch that scene and you're going to be like, those are full grown adults backup dancing her. Backup dancing? I just came.
Could you imagine? She's going to get her backup dancers. She opens the door. They're in there smoking or whatever. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. We'll be out there in five.
You don't tell us when to go.
Yeah.
We do our dance. We do our diddle. And we come back in here and we smoke.
Whatever, Major Loser. I just wrote that down.
Oh, my God.
Major Loser.
That, okay, so I think that was where I checked out. Ah. Truly. Because it not only did it like not make sense really, but it mixed in the anger I felt about like whenever my sister would make up like dumb insults or whatever, or be
like, you don't know
what this means. And I'm like, no, because I don't have the context of this at all. Mm. Why are you looking at me like I'm the dumb one when
you
literally
didn't know all the songs and dances, you loser.
This literally, by the way, Garrick and I had parallel childhoods, but then like fucking ricocheted in opposite directions where he grew up hating the Spice Girls. And now I'm here as a 31-year-old man standing the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, but what's your sister got to say now that you're a TV star as a sex symbol?
No.
Single drunk female in Freeform. We have to say it every episode.
Every episode. I think the difference is older and younger sisters.
My
older sister ruled my life.
Yeah.
And your younger sister, you just wanted to support and supplement. Like
I can confirm
things.
As a younger sibling of an older sister. Yes, very scary.
Yeah,
she was so hot, still is, but man, she was cool.
Yeah,
yeah, I was the hot sister.
You're the hot sick.
I want to watch Camp Rock 2 now.
Oh, I kind of do too.
Can we watch it?
I wanted to rewatch a scene after the movie was done to see specifically the Alison Stoner techno scene again, because it really just made me howl with laughter.
Yeah.
And by doing that, I accidentally clicked on a Camp Rock 2 and I'm like, wait, this isn't, what's this scene? And I can tell you, there's a lot more of
kissing?
No.
Oh.
Nick and Kevin, which really excited.
Oh, they're in the next one.
Yeah, yeah. It becomes, I think, more of a Joe Bro vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to watch it this weekend.
Anything else that we haven't hit on?
I don't think so. Let's see. Let
me
see.
I really covered all my notes.
I wrote down board shorts with the Tims on. I also wrote down.
No, I did all of mine.
These are children.
Fuck, it's just an overarching statement.
There's a little kid crip walking in the corner.
No!
There was a child doing a very mean heel toe.
Hell yeah.
Off to the side.
Was it a white boy?
No, it was a white kid. Again, one of the several dancing black characters in the show.
Numbers. Ay, ay, ay.
And I also put, this is the funniest comedy we've watched.
Oh!
because
silver lining.
Yeah, I'll get into it on my my rating.
Oh, okay, wow. Yeah. It's late.
It is late. I'm
Garrick
losing
forgot
words.
His words. It's 9:42 p.m. Just so you know, I go to bed at 9:30.
So I don't have many fun facts.
But the whole thing's a fun fact.
But I think the world knows, did you guys know that following the filming of Camp Rock 2, The Deuce.
No, it's not.
Not what they called it.
Okay.
Joe and Demi start dating.
Oh.
For real, for real?
For real, for real. So what if I told you that in addition to having rock and roll royalty in this film's DNA, that's right, I'm talking about the Jonas Brothers. Okay. In addition to having a certified pop star in Demi Lovato, this film has Oscar caliber talent. That's right. This film was directed by an Oscar winning director.
Go on.
Mr. Matthew Diamond is a producer, director, and choreographer. He directed a documentary called Dance Maker, which was, oh shit, sorry, he didn't win.
Oh.
Nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. Wow.
Wait, that's quite a jump from a doc feature to a scripted children's musical movie?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to make that kind of leap, actually.
It is a documentary about dance.
Oh, well, okay. I see the crossover.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So, you know, Camp Rock is...
art.
Oscar...
worthy?
Adjacent.
Listen. With all of the talent combined in this one thing, it's good.
God damn. Okay, now it's time to decide. Is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? But let me tell you guys. I think that there's a fatal flaw in this show. I'm sorry that it's taken me until season two for us to realize it.
What?
Is that we're doing movies that are meant to be a social experience. This is a fucking guilty pleasure.
No! Yeah.
If ever there was one.
What?
And this would be so much more fun if we watched it together, because this is a movie.
Why don't we start watching it together?
We fucking should.
But Sunday night.
Then we should.
Euphoria in a movie.
That sounds great. Because there's a lot to love in this movie. The Jonas Brothers are great. The music, sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's great. And
you're fucking wrong.
Nick and Kevin are wonderful. But this would be so much more fun if instead of watching it at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, we were all fucking stoned singing Jonas Brothers together.
I did watch this at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, and this is a fantastic movie. Was it made for our 30-year-old bodies? No, this is an absolute pleasure. It is not a guilt.
Full pee?
It is a full ass pee for me.
Full pee.
Full ass pee. This is a good movie. The stories are, we're gonna look past the racism on our tones like we do most films that are like this. And we're gonna acknowledge that if I was fucking 13, 12, I would idolize this movie. I would idolize this fucking actors. I would sing these fucking songs. I would use those music video moves in my life. This is a great movie for kids.
Hell yeah.
It's a full pee. Rick, bring it home. I know you want to say full pee. You want to say full pee.
I have to say that it is a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Because when I was watching it with Sequoia, we were shitting on this thing so hard. And it was so funny.
That's what you want. Sequoia thinks this is bad. She loved it.
Oh, she wanted to believe that it wasn't bad. Because she grew up
she
with
loved
this.
It.
She loved it growing up. And she was just like, oh yeah, this is my shit.
Shit.
You better not watch that without me.
Oh.
And then we sat down, we started watching it, and I slowly watched the smile diminish. And it was just so funny. It was hilarious. Maybe I started falling asleep, but for that point in time when I was like fully awake and just pointing out the fact that every black person danced, because I can be like, look at how dumb.
Ridiculous.
And like, insane, these white writers thought they were like, they thought they were breaking through and talking about an issue, or not an issue, but like, we get an identity. we get them. Yeah. We'll put hip hop in it.
You bring up a good point, though, that maybe it's because it was my first time watching it that I don't see it through the nostalgia eye of it all. I was genuinely just thinking of myself as a child watching it. Sorry, it was pointless of a wrap-up.
Well, I think the writers knew that representation matters.
So they were like, what are we going to do with them? I don't know, make them dance,
I guess. Beatbox. They beatbox. They love bling.
Oh, God. They were really trying. Yeah. They were really trying.
Oh, boy.
And if at first you don't succeed, stop and take a diversity class.
Oh my goodness. But it is a very fun movie to watch and make fun of.
Hell yeah.
So in the definition of guilty pleasure, I would for sure put it in that.
Wow.
Whoa. Cover. You're a drummer, man.
No.
I liked it.
I hated that line too.
God, it was so funny. Joe just earnestly watching someone's like, now we just need to get the beat from your hands to your feet.
Wow.
Come with me.
That sounds like a song right there.
God. Well, hey guys.
Hey.
Guess what?
What?
The show is over, but
no.
You can watch the show with Garrick on TV.
Oh!
Garrick is a motherfucking TV star. Yes. Single, drunk, female. Yes.
Oh, God.
3-4.
Oh,
and
my God.
Hulu the next day.
Wow. Garrick, you're James. A star.
I mean, Garrick. I mean, James.
No.
I don't know who you are anymore.
I'm a drummer, man.
No. He's a sex god on TV.
Truly, you are so fucking charming on that show.
Yeah.
Wow. So good. Everybody got to go watch it.
This is the beginning of the rest of your life. You're about to get booked and busy. You're already busy, but you're about to be booked.
You also, we're going to have to re-edit this episode because you're going to be in a starring vehicle, you and Joe Jonas.
What?
Yeah.
They're going to make a, he's going to be a movie star. It's going to be Joe Jonas and Garrick, a buddy cop.
A buddy cop? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. What a weird combo.
Fuck
yeah.
Me. That's it.
Okay.
That'd be fucking cool. I'm at Courtney on all things.
I'm Kelsey Darrow on all things.
I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
Yeah. Until next time.
Music's in my soul.
No, nope, Buckley did not.
I
like
can
that.
Hear it every day.
He hates
every
it.
Night.
He's leaving.
It's the one thing on my mind.
He throws up.
Okay, I'm going to play Burning Up for you, Kelsey.
Okay.
Let's fucking go. Who I am, but you don't. You got me on my toes.